This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver Public Schools and 8 unions representing its hourly workers have reached a tentative contract agreement. Workers will get a 2.8% cost of living raise, dependent on other factors. If Denver voters approve a property tax increase in November, they'll get another 0.5% increase. The deal is very close to what the district's bus drivers, cafeteria workers, and classroom aides originally sought. Colorado high school students will be able to take college entrance exams for free this fall. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The State Department of Education will pay for 11th and 12th graders to take the SAT and PSAT on specific dates in September and October. The school day exams were canceled last spring when schools closed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The tests are not required for admission into Colorado public colleges and universities next year or to graduate, but officials say many students may still want to take them for other reasons or to get into some colleges in other states. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Aurora public school teachers will get free COVID testing every 2 weeks through a new app developed by local philanthropists. Colorado employers can access the new app, called COVID Check Colorado, to help track symptoms and contract trace when schools and workplaces reopen. Employees will sign up for tests and get guidance if they test positive. Gary Community Investments and the Piton Foundation announced the launch of the app today. A wildfire in the foothills west of Denver hasn't gained any ground today. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office says the Elephant Butte Fire is still burning about 50 acres, and crews have it 25% contained. Helicopters are currently dropping water on hot spots, and officials say they will control more of the fire today. The evacuation order that was issued last night is still in place for about 1,000 homes near Evergreen. Meanwhile, at CPR.org... a doctor in Denver has started a portrait series to honor physicians of color and women who are on the front lines of the pandemic. She'd ask them for a selfie while they're at work and then turn those selfies into paintings. You can look at some of Dr. Sarah Rowan's art and hear this complete story on our website. Just go to CPR.org and click on arts. It is 69 degrees with some light rain and thunderstorms in Colorado Springs, and there's a severe thunderstorm watch until 9 tonight, so stay dry. This is CPR News.